I know.
Kevin's not on the podcast?
Yeah.
No, we like to keep Kevin behind the camera because he's got a back there. He's got a face for radio.
Check.
How
you what? Let's have Fern at the honor.
Oh yeah, Fern's here. So what we're eating here, everybody, is Fern's semi-famous barbecue.
Terrible.
And don't it's not, and it's.
You're famous now, dude. Yeah, don't tell
he's
us
famous. This shit's amazing. He's got some pork ribs and he's got some hot dogs. Well, not hot. I don't want to say hot dogs.
Hold on.
They're not hot dogs. They're
don't
like,
do his barbecue. A
I don't know how to. I don't know how
it's
to describe
it. It's not a hot dog. It is a 25 level. Different flavoring of a smoked sausage.
He explained it to us earlier, and it's honestly like my wife trying to describe to me what she does for work. Like, I don't get it. It's too above my head.
And same thing with motorsports. It's a lot above my head. However, it is fuel for athletes, as you guys are yourselves. And so that's the best way that I can do it and feed the guys that take care of me.
Yeah.
So you should show them your athletic calves.
I have super athletic calves. I'll let you touch them later.
I mean, Curtis is definitely not an athlete, and he's still enjoying it. So it's food for everyone.
I learned this week I can't even throw a ball.
So Curtis is down there. His fingers are all messy. He's not even on the mic yet. Jake and I have been having a day out in the shop. We've got Doug from LSK here. It's just a lot going on. So we're going to get into it, and it's all going to funnel down and make sense. I promise you, we all belong together. It's not random.
This is a pretty genuine day at Bent.
Yeah, it's a pretty genuine day here at Bent. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of balls in motion. Kevin, that's different than what you normally experience.
I don't like it.
It's more like juggling, like juggling. Not like that. Different.
I'm not rushing you. Just hurry the fuck up, dude. Just press the side. You know?
There's a button somewhere on there.
Official. I'll find it.
He sets people up all the time with that.
Carlo, you want a hot dog? Sorry. It's like saying rim.
You know there needs a battery now.
That's it. It's on.
Oh, it's on?
Slow. Yeah, it's on air.
All right. So
it's official.
Obviously, we've got our boy Doug from LSK here, yes. And I'm going to give him his moment. But firstly, I would like to talk to you, Fernie boy. If that's all right.
Open? Yeah, get on in there, Fern. For a hot second, because yeah. Curtis is
next.
Still filling his face. All right. Curtis had to work late with a customer, so he's about 20 minutes behind all of us.
All right. Is that my passion? This is hot?
Yeah, you're good.
All right.
Yeah, do your thing, dude. So we got Fernie here today, because he obviously is kind enough to bring us some barbecue, as you probably saw at the beginning of this video.
Which was amazing.
Yeah. Which is being chased by some Cutwater. Thank you, Cutwater.
Thank you, Cutwater.
I need to try that. So should we tell everybody why we're here?
Can we do this?
We could do this. So, first of all, thank you everybody in the off-road community that has accepted me with open arms because I feed everybody. But other than that, some very, very kind individuals. My team, large circle, small circle, and we are announcing I purchased my first, what do you call it, a pre-runner?
You said a trophy truck.
I said a trophy truck. So what better to announce it than at Bent Motorsports? I purchased Hammerhead from Mr. Blake Wilkie and Kevin Butts. So
congratulations.
Hell yeah. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank
you. And Blake's going to probably go break it next week.
That's all right. We'll bring it back here and take care of it.
Yes. And what better way than to thank my sponsor now and with an amazing meal that I cooked today. And I worked, cooked, everything drove up here. And first of all, in the bottom of my heart, thank you. And thank you for the amazing trophy.
You're welcome.
Thank you, LSK. You guys opening so many doors for me. It's amazing. It's amazing wave that I'm on right now and can't believe that I get to do what I get to do.
Yeah. It's fun. You're going to have fun with the Hammerhead.
Yes.
So we were able to do some work on Hammerhead to get it ready for an event we got coming up. But yes.
So can we – I haven't been told yet of what you guys did. Can we tell the viewers and everything what you guys did? Because Blake broke the rear end, and I saw – I mean, it's the worst
one. Yeah, their Lincoln locker gave out. So when it came in here, we basically got the rear end, and we put in a brand new spool, new gears. We put in chromoly axles with the C-clip eliminators. Basically just made the rear end nice and bulletproof again.
Yeah. That's what they told me. Like, hey, you're not going to be driving like him, but it's good back there.
Yeah, we say bulletproof, but if Blake's driving it, it's, you know.
So I just throw some barbecue sauce on it. We're good.
There you go. There you go.
I have a lot of simulator time. Kevin and Matt and the team at the back of the shop have built a simulator with my Super Duty, so that way I learn how to not roll, how to throttle control, and which helped me for the speed metal event with Terror Crew, and I'm able to chase safely now that I have a roll cage and swooped up parts and pretty much my first Jeep. I never thought I'd have a Jeep.
Can I say really quick, have you guys seen what Fern does in his F-250?
Oh, I'd love to see
that
it.
That thing is not just a chase vehicle. That guy drives that thing like it's a caged Cherokee.
How accurate is a simulator to driving a truck?
Extremely. Even the audio, we have the blow-off sound for the turbo. And it's the hours that my team puts in with coding. And, you know, they know that I love to give. And when I get back there, I'm crying right now because it's people, my friends doing stuff that they don't normally do.
Those are your boys.
They are. And they'll put hours and hours on just coding and coding, make sure that my truck on the simulator is perfect to exactly what I have, because I represent them and they represent me. But ultimately, it's like, hey, we're doing this for fun. And where I love to feed my guys when I don't usually get stuff back other than thank yous, which is everything to me. But we've spent a lot of hours at night to like 2-3 in the morning running, testing. I say, oh, no, I'm going to get up. I'm going to get back in there. We got to learn. A lot of safety protocols, a lot of learning how to turn into, if I'm going to roll, turn into it versus don't turn in out of it. The biggest thing that I've learned is it simulators, yes, throttle control. It simulates a lot of things, but it does not simulate G-force. It does not simulate on the stability of the whoops and what I have to learn myself, and I have to learn to feel my machine.
We call that seat of the pants.
Yes. And I luckily I'm on a top fuel drag race team, so my driver gives me a different aspect. Everything I've learned, you know, behind the scenes of when I was in the military on helicopters, you tighten up with G-force, you tighten up, where this, you have to be loose. You have to be a little bit of say you've had a couple shots. You have to be loose like that.
And I was going to say, that's why we wheel with Cutwater.
Yeah. Thank you, Cutwater. I'm going to have my first one. And you know what? I think we should pair some barbecue with Cutwater.
Yeah. Well, it goes really good with the Long Island right now.
Do you want one? You
that much. After, because I don't want to say something stupid. Because every podcast, what I've done is a stamp of where you're at in your life. And where when I did my first one, was when I was first approached by Gordon Ramsay's first barbecue show several years ago, and then talked about that and the group that I was cooking with, and before I even crossed into this market. And then recently when I did your podcast with LSK, which amazing, a lot of people reached out to me and said, Fern, we never knew this about you. Thank you and for opening up, and mental health is everything. And if you ever need anything, can I talk to you? Or if I ever need anything, can I talk to you? My DMs are always open. You know, I am no better than anybody else, because I'm just a person that gets to be surrounded around amazing people that we all have the exact same goals. We all want to win as a team. And with my crew, when I text them, we have changed the verbiage. It's like, we're a team. We're a team. And especially at Glen Helen this weekend, we're a team. If somebody's feeling low, we all pick up the slack. And so forth. Like with this, it's amazing that the close, tight groups have the same mentality. We all want to win as a team. We're no better than anybody else. We all have these major passions of motorsports, and why don't we just all do it together?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for bringing me on board.
Of course. We really appreciate you being here. Obviously, we really appreciate you cooking, and we can't wait to hear how much you get to enjoy Hammerhead. I had a conversation with Blake earlier today, and he said, like, his main thing is, like, we want to see somebody have the time of their life in this thing, right? And Fern's the guy for that, you know? So kind of passing the torch to you. We're all looking forward to
He gave me a call. So I was at my desk. I'm at my desk on the computer. I have four screens, and I'm watching all of this go on. And he was on a tight deadline to pick it up and leave. And he called me and said, hey, on his way back home with Kevin, he's like, hey, so we got Hammerhead. I was like, cool, you know, can I come by? We'll do the transaction. He's like, well, I kind of want it. She's really special to me.
We screwed up for her. We washed it.
Yeah,
we washed it.
We messed up. He got here and he started looking at that thing some type of way. And I was like, oh, we screwed Fern over on accident.
He looked at the fin and he was like, oh. So he's like, we kind of want to keep it. And it's really, really close to my heart. I was like, I get it, man. But there's no, you can't go back on your word. If not, then I get the TT. So he laughed like that. He's like, you know what? We're going to keep it in the family. We're glad it's going to you and your first one. And I feel that you will like it because we built that in the house and we know that it's going to do what we designed to do.
Hell yeah, it is.
And he's like, Bent Motorsports, they went above and beyond. And I was like, hey, can I cook for them? He's like, that's up to you, man. Cause I was down. Can I cook for our sponsors? Like, it's up to you. But that crew right there, they will love it. He's like, they might get you with some beers and stuff, but because I'm known as Fernie Two Beers, I follow Love You Drunk. So, but he spoke highly of your company and how everybody was able to work together on the deadline. And when he told me that he would want to keep it, I was like, oh man,
yeah. Well, we got you all hooked up now with new radios, new intercom.
We're gonna test it this Saturday. I got all the guys together. I was like, hey, let's go where it's 90 degrees where you're at to 115 degrees.
Yeah.
So, and I told him I want to do this, I want to do that, and like, Fern, slow down, learn the vehicle. I was like, well, I need more lights, so we ordered lights, and I was like, well. Communication is everything because I need to know where my team is at.
Uh-huh.
And then I told him I need an AC, so we know where it's coming next.
And you need a long travel barbecue set up in it.
We do. So they're gonna be putting a
long travel smoker behind him.
Yeah.
I have a large smoker that I tell them. They're like, hey, did you ask to put a hitch in the back? I was like, yeah, I want to put a hitch in the back to tow my smoker out because it's street legal.
Right.
So I have title in hand. And thank you for everybody coming on board, XComp, Bent Motorsports, Rugged, everybody that has had a hand into this. And if I can bring any good with this or take this to charity so kids can see about engineering and welding and in the art form, it's going to be there. It's nice. Not just coming to me, just being in my garage. It's going to be taken to places that, yeah, people can see that you could do the stuff on a budget.
Yep.
And people came together for a good cause.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. I'm gonna step away. You're up next.
Thank you, Fern, for all the food and everything.
There's a lot. I cooked for about 25
people. I can't even wait to eat this for lunch tomorrow.
Yeah, this is food for the whole weekend.
It's better to get tomorrow. So then with this, with old school style barbecue, just bring some like Wonder Bread and you can make yourself a little sandwich.
Yeah. Oh.
Dip it.
Done.
Yeah, that's it.
Dude, I'm not a rib guy. These are like the best ribs I've ever had.
Thank you. So next time I will make some competition style ribs, and that is where I'm strictly on it. And and you'll get one bite.
And we'll put Fern's link in the bio. Yeah.
We'll have all Fern's info in the bio.
As well as LSK, so you guys can go check him out. But just so you know, Fern is backed up for like 2 years. But get on the waiting list. It's worth it.
He's worth a follow on Instagram.
Follow him on Instagram so you guys can watch and see what Hammerhead does.
You know, I will probably cry when I hit 10,000. I'm about 900 followers away.
Just do a giveaway.
I am going to do a smoker giveaway. And all of my people have helped me get to where I'm at. I'm going to sign it.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
am I excluded from that giveaway? I'd like to win that, actually.
No, everybody. You guys need a smoker here.
Oh, we do. We had one for a while. He built one with a 55-gallon drum.
You're going to have to – well, it's electrical. So my sponsor is Green Mountain Grills.
Same.
And the aftermarket parts, they're locally based here in San Diego. And it's called Pit My Grill, a little plug with them. And I do a lot of stuff with the government and local law enforcement. They donate smokers to me to give, so they have their family day raffles.
Oh, nice.
The only thing is that because you are with the Seabreeze, put it over here in front, all your neighbors are going to love you.
I love
it.
So thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Fern.
Appreciate it, Fern.
Thank you.
Behind the scenes.
Thank you, Fernie.
Thank you, guys.
All right. So LSK in the house.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming down. We always have suspension questions, and you know, suspension's one of those things where
that fell out of my pocket.
It's like I don't know. To some people, it's like voodoo, black magic, and then people who understand math and see spatially, it's less voodoo magic. But
it's a dark art for sure.
It is. It's math.
It's partial voodoo magic to me.
It's math.
We have a bunch of engineers at the shop.
Yeah, it's math, and then combined with real world, and then knowing how to take those, you know, the guy who went out and drove it flat out, and how to translate what that guy's saying to the engineer who only knows math, and then get those two guys to agree on something, and then, you know, you watch the movie Days of Thunder, right? Tom Cruise.
I've watched Talladega Nights 37 times, and that's the only movie I've ever watched.
She doesn't watch any movies.
That's not a lie.
Lame.
But that was the Tom Cruise movie Days of Thunder, right? Cold Trickle, and that was the whole thing with the old man. Like, he didn't know how to. He was just a driver. He wasn't a mechanic.
What year did this come out?
Movie is it?
It had to be in the early 90s.
1991.
What movie is it?
Yeah,
I was two.
Days
two.
I was still
Days of Thunder.
I get it. I'm old as fuck.
Okay, look. How do you say it, David?
1990.
90. Okay,
I was one.
I'm old.
That was the year I graduated high school. You're welcome.
91.
90.
90?
90.
What were you doing in 90?
Jeez.
Not a lot of anything, because there was no phones, there was no cable TV, there was no satellites. Everything was in black and white.
Let's put you on a Thursday night in 1990.
Thursday night in 1990?
What were you doing?
Crashing your Triumph?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Crashing my car. I've successfully totaled the first five cars I owned. So you're welcome. We call that seat time. I learned a lot.
Is that where you learned how to translate like what you felt in the car to your engineer or your race tech?
Yeah, but it was weird. Just,
when you run it into a wall, it
was just, me being bipolar. So it was me telling myself what was going on.
Ah,
but yeah, give us a little background. LSK, give us a rundown of how long you've been around. We all know about you, but you know.
So LSK has been around for 13 years. I've been there for 6 months. I'm new.
And it stands for?
Lamer Street Creations.
Got it.
So that's the...
Creations with a K. So is the owner or the originator from like the Midwest somewhere?
No.
Oh, like Krispy Kreme, like all those. Creative. Everything from, you know, that area is Midwest is all with starts a with a K, right?
Isn't that, no, they start. Right?
Are you wrong?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Just say it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're rolling.
Yep.
No, they started in a garage at one of their mom's houses, and it was Lamer Street. The street they started on. Nice. So,
that's rad.
About 13 years ago. And then they worked in that shop for, I think, 4 or 5 years, and then went to El Monte and had a 5,000 square foot shop. They've just worked their way up. And now we have two 24,000 square foot shops right next to each other.
That's so rad.
Cal West Manufacturing is their other company. They do stuff for SpaceX, Rivian trucks, APG Broncos. Like, they do stuff for a lot of random stuff. And they just got aerospace certified, so now they're jumping into the space stuff.
That's a big deal. That's a tough certification to get.
Yeah, weren't you just bragging about like ASC certifications that are expired?
Oh, no, they're still legit. They're still legit till October of this year. Some of them.
Yeah, those are very expensive certification.
Yeah, that certification. Plus, there's a bunch of other things that you have to get. When I worked at a previous job, we went through all those certifications, and then you got to go through all the standards also.
Quality inspections.
Yeah, all those other standards. Like, there's not just that one qualification. There's like a half a dozen other things that you have to qualify for, and it's all the stuff like quality control, like shipping. There's production standards. There's all sorts of stuff just to even get you to qualify for the.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal. If a company gets that stuff, you guys have to recognize that that's a lot of work. It's a lot of money, and it means that they're producing shit correctly.
it really does. It's cool to throw that logo in your logo, like at the end of it. It just seems like a quick thing thrown in there, but to get there was quite a few months to get up to that standard.
Yeah, people who know what that is, I mean, it should make you real comfortable if you're buying parts from LSK to know that you guys are aerospace qualified.
Yeah, because now we're doing some stuff for SpaceX, building parts that are inside the rockets that are going to be going up. I mean, I don't understand too much on that side. I do marketing and website work for that, for Cal West. But so Cal West does all the manufacturing for LSK. for all of our suspension kits, cages, everything goes through Cal West and then comes to us. They were super big. Cal West was real big in Hollywood. They did like Fast and Furious 8 and 9. They did all the cars. Ford versus Ferrari, they did the Porsches, they did Batmobile. So they spent a solid 4 to 5 years like strictly in Hollywood and kind of let LSK do its thing. Started dying off. And I think I was like a last resort for them to see if we can spruce up LSK.
Don't put it that way.
No, it was. Hollywood, it's time consuming. Everything's on crazy deadlines and they didn't have, you kind of have to make a decision. What are you going to do? You're going to chase the money and the time of Hollywood or make long travel kits, you know?
Media is an investment in general. I mean, we know that one, that it's never an immediate return on investment.
Thank God for my angel investor.
Thanks, Shelly.
Thanks, Shelly.
No,
I was telling Kevin earlier. So how I got to LSK, I had my own film brand, Dweezy Films.
Which is awesome, by the way. Absolutely check them out. You're on TikTok and...
I'm on everything, yeah.
Okay, check them out.
It's a little slow right now because of LSK is taking up all my time, and I'm happy about that. It's been, if it wasn't for Dweezy Films, I wouldn't be there. But so Blake Wilkie called me one day and he was like, hey, do you guys left LSK? He's sponsored by them. And he's like, they're looking for a media guy to see if they can blow up this company or spruce it back up. And I just snapped my ACL, broke my tibia. I did construction for 16 years. And that was like, I was sitting on the couch one day and he called me.
So wait, now we can't just gloss over this. How did you injure yourself?
On a pit bike.
Okay.
Yeah. Gosh.
Dude, it's not that bad. I dislocated my shoulder playing catch with my dog on Monday. Like, it's not.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
Okay. I was on it for like 2 minutes.
Yeah. And every single person in this room has injured themselves on a pit bike.
Yeah. Yes. I don't ride them anymore. No. I can ride my 450 for years and be fine. And then
you get on a pit bike and it's all over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of going crazy sitting at my house on my couch. And Wilkie called and said he left there. They want a media guy. Got in there, and that's what kind of started my run with LSK. And it was a challenge, to say the least. It was, I mean, they had like 72,000 followers and 20,000 impressions a month. I mean, it wasn't really doing anything. And now we're up to like a million plus
Hell
a
yeah. month.
And so it's been a learning curve getting into like the media and marketing of off-road. I did construction for 16 years, and my leg stopped that, and then just transitioned into media.
It sounds like it's working out. I mean, it's a tough way to get into it and breaking your leg, but I mean, whatever it is, what it is.
The hardest part was the first 2 months I couldn't walk. So I was like wobbling around the shop. And the owner kept asking me, he's like, dude, you good? I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I don't really have a choice right now. Like,
yeah,
I either just make this work. I couldn't get surgery. I still haven't gotten surgery. Because it's been too busy. Like you get in this realm of life where like I'm starting a new career. Full-time yep. in media. And if I go get surgery, there's 2 or 3 months out. I just started with this company. So I don't know. I learned how to walk and it's hard at times, you know, I still can't straighten my leg, but
it's It'll be fine.
It's worked out.
It'll be fine.
You know,
sorry, it's not funny.
Nice. Why do you find that funny?
Because she's laughing like typical man won't go get him.
No, you know. Not at all. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't betray me like that.
Excuse me. Curtis is the one who made me go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Hey, like, thanks for saving my life. I appreciate it.
Your dog bumped you with a cardboard box and you damn near cried.
Like, I've been the second time in my life that I cried.
It's awesome.
When was the first?
When you hired me.
When I hired the second Jake.
Happy tears.
Oh, that's nice. God.
That's pretty hardcore, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a dramatic change.
That's a big, big
change. It's been like the best change in my life.
Yeah.
But you're killing it, which is the rad part.
Yeah, it's been good. The success for the company has been really good. We have like a real family-oriented shop, you know. I think when I first got there, people looked at LSK like a corporate company, like you couldn't get a hold of them. And I don't think that was like a purposeful thing they were doing. They were just so busy with other stuff. Like they lost kind of touch with the off-road community, and the off-road community is very personable, you know? So like people quit tagging us and stuff. And like, we've been able to turn all that around, and they'd never gone to events before I was there. 13 years, never hit an event. And so this year, I think we've done 8 or 9 events so far. We're doing the Off-Road Expo and Sand Sports Show. Just trying to do what we can to get our product in front of people. And then, like, we do the podcast too, and it's cool. Like, the last pre-runner event we did in Fiesta Island, people were coming up and they're like, oh, you're the dude from the off-road podcast, yeah. Right? You know, and it's just cool to – people are getting to that point where they can, like, tangibly talk to us and hang out with us.
Yeah.
And know that we're the farthest from a corporate company, you know?
Yeah. I was going to say, it's pretty rad to get you like on this side of the microphone, right? Cause you guys do, if you haven't heard of it, LSK does a pretty rad podcast. They,
industry podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. In a similar sector, which is really cool that we get to come together today. But, if you haven't checked that out, it's absolutely worth a watch, but, it's cool to get like your perspective of things instead of you interviewing somebody else.
It's a little different being on this side because usually you ask a couple questions. Some people talk for a long time. You can just sit there and listen.
I'm not working very hard this time.
I noticed. I've watched some of your guys' podcasts. I was checking them out. I'm like, man, that guy with a bald head, he talks a lot.
You know? I talk. I tend to railroad people when I want to say something.
No.
But that's
you
okay.
Don't do that.
I just really like that he referred to you as the guy with the bald head.
Yeah, that's
with, really the horn, with the horn removal.
Because the rest of us also refer to him as the guy with the bald head.
Yeah.
If you go anywhere, they're like, where's David? Can't miss him. Guy with the bald head.
Guy with the bald head.
He's giant and he's got a bald head.
Yeah. It's okay. I used to have hair. I mean, I still do. If I let it grow, little bits come in patches. I'll grow it in for you guys one time.
No.
Every time I cut my hair,
don't do that.
It turns more gray and I lose more. I don't understand it.
Yeah. Well, it's just age.
Welcome to your 30s.
Yeah. It just gets downhill, man. From how old are you?
33.
Oh yeah, shit. Yeah. It's downhill. You're fine though.
It started at 30.
Yeah. You're downhill. You're fine though. Everything is okay.
25. I started losing my hair shortly after. So
see, 25 is it. I'm telling you.
Stop. You're the lamest 25-year-old I've ever met. Like
everything hurts.
Everything hurts. I'm 25.
So you guys make kits for side by sides?
Yeah. So we do. We do our own long travel kits for a couple UTVs, and then we partnered up with X-Travel Suspension and kind of not redesigned, but we worked with their CAD files and made it more user-friendly for people in their garage to install it. The first X3 kit we did, it took like 3 days to install it, but we were doing some R&D and changing stuff on it. And so that's been X-Travel's been an interesting journey for us. It's a very expensive front end kit, you know, it gets a lot of hype. I mean, you can just post a video on Instagram of the thing turning.
Yeah.
And it blows up. But then when it comes to people wanting to buy it, they can't justify $6,000-$7,000 for.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. You preach into the choir.
Yeah.
When Bent was doing side by sides early days, this is how Bent started, right? Was side by sides. And we had a kit and it was a plus 10, it was for the 800s. It was a plus 10 long travel.
Plus 10.
And it was the only plus 10 at the time. There was one of the Super ATV. I can't remember. There was another.
Yeah.
There was another company that came out with one right after us. But it was plus 10. And, I mean, our kit was a genuine bolt-on kit. Came with bolt-on towers. Came with new brake lines. It came with all new coilovers, like bolt-on arms. Like, we made everything as chromoly. Like, everything was badass. But because we wanted to make a complete bolt-on kit, it was like $12,000, right? Yeah. And everybody's like, oh, that's sick. Nah, I'm not buying it. It's $12,000. So then we're like, well, shit, you know. But then the market saturated. The UTV market early days, 2009, 2010, 11, it saturated so fast that I was like, I'm out. I don't – unless you were in bed with the manufacturer and getting CAD files a year before the next model came out. Like, I was not that guy. I was too – green in the industry. It wasn't for me. So we bailed out of it, went back to restorations. But I do understand.
It's a hard industry.
How that industry is really, really, really tough. And even the fact that you're making any products for it is proof that you're willing to put in the time.
Our cages do really well.
You guys do a weld it yourself cage, right?
That's all we do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We're doing a cage for Glamis Bums for the sand seal.
Cool.
We don't usually install people's cages at the shop, but for them, it's for the show, so we're gonna do it for them. But yeah, the weld yourself cage, it's extremely popular. We probably sell 50 to 60 a month just in the cages.
Mm-hmm.
But like the suspension stuff, I don't know if Kevin and I were talking about, but the Glamis people, they don't want to spend $6,000-$7,000, $8,000 on suspension. They want to put like a bumper on that looks cool. You know, so we have like an X3 bumper. We have an XP1000 bumper. Just a couple things like that. Spare tire carrier, like the Amazon. That's what we're competing with is Amazon.
Oh, we're all competing with Amazon.
Like the cars that we get in for R&D that we'll scan in, they come in and they have like every bolt-on gas can, like
every piece of build aluminum.
It's bad.
50 D rings on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Sorry.
You guys don't have cages for the old 900 XP, do you? 2011, 12?
No.
Because you're the last standing person to own one. Dang, of
you're the only one that still has one that runs, dude.
I know. You have one.
Oh, yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
Oh, the one that's tore apart?
Yeah.
Look, it's the off-season teardown. I keep my shit down.
It's more than like, an off-season teardown.
The way it looks with the control arms, it looks like it was crushed, like in a crusher.
That's because the axles are hanging because my arms are out being powder coated. They were red, right? It was all red. So we're going a different direction. We're going to go black and stuff. Yeah,
he wants me to build a cage for it. I'm not going to lie. That's something that I'm going to need some
okay,
help
so
with.
Okay, so I was going to build input. A cage for it, right? Because it's my wife's car. And so she wants it to not look like a red 2012 900 XP. So we're wrapping the body olive, like matte olive green.
It's called powder drab, coating all obviously. The red.
I'm powder coating all the red control arms, just gloss black. Gloss black wheels, new tires. We're going to get some Baja Designs, squadron lights in it.
You make it look stealth.
Yeah, make as it look kind of sick, right? Can. Yeah. And so I was going to make my own cage. I have the whole like cage kit out there I got from UTV Inc. or whatever. But then I found a company making a cage. They're like the last people on the planet who still have a jig laying around for one of those. And they're like, no. I won't mention anybody, but they're like, no. We'll make you one. I'm like, okay, sick. Then I don't have to make it. And the price was right. So I'm like, fuck it. Just make it.
Yeah.
And they're shipping it to me fully welded, powder coated with an aluminum roof.
Wow.
So I'm like, done, bro. Done. Just do it for me. Then I don't have to waste my time making a cage.
Thanks. Shipping a welded cage. It's a lot.
Yeah. Well, it was part of the price. So I'm like, all right, cool. Part of the price. I'll take it.
Yeah.
All of us are thrilled about that company for saving us time for David's nonsense.
Yeah, because they know that this thing is now, the cage is going to show up, we're going to bolt it on, and we're going to send it, right? It'll go back to my house in the trailer versus it being here every day and me going out and working for 20 minutes going, I got one more tube bent. Because we don't draw things in the computer and then send them out and everything comes back all, you know. I remember we finally got to that point with the first phase of this company, and we had built so many cages for razors, and we finally had everything in CAD and we could send it out, and we'd order like, I think we were only ordering like 5 cages at a time, and they would come back all CNC bent, laser cut, little notches, little laser numbers printed on them. Like we're like, wow, we're big time, man. And then Polaris would change something mid-year and our cage was fucking useless. It was good for like 6 months, half a year model year of a car.
Polaris is tough.
We're like, okay, I guess we're going to draw a new one.
Yeah. I mean, Can-Am, they've kept the same profile of a car for so long. Now they're finally changing it up. But yeah, keeping up with Polaris, I mean, even like the Pro R, Turbo R, Pro XP, some parts work for all three cars. Other parts, completely different.
Right. Polaris is crazy with that. I'm glad I'm not in that industry anymore. You guys don't make anything for Jeeps, do you?
No.
We'll have to change that.
We get asked a lot.
We need to change that. We need to make Go Fast Jeep parts.
The Cal West side, we manufacture Jeep. Some like bumpers for certain Jeep companies.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, I mean, it's not our product.
We just you know, there's like 500 billion Jeeps out there, and everybody wants to bolt a suspension onto it.
I mean, Fern has one now.
Yeah, so. It seems like a market you might want to tap into. I mean, I'm not telling tell LSK what to do.
As much as I hate to tell you this, Fern, being a Cherokee guy, you're just going to get made fun of all the time. Like, you bought the coolest one on the planet
but
because Blake owned it.
You can do the Jeep wave, though, now.
No, he can't.
No, Cherokees, you're not allowed to do it.
I mean, I had two Cherokees. I did the Jeep wave. Oh, they still waved to me.
They weren't waving. Dude, they were flipping you off. I'm going to paint Kevin's like the Edco trash dumpster.
Yeah, it's because Kevin's deserves to be painted like the Edco trash dumpster.
So let's talk about... Forget Kevin. Who cares about XJs now? Let's talk about Go Fast Wranglers. The only people making Go Fast Wrangler parts is Evo.
Mm.
Who else is making Go Fast Wrangler parts?
People that know how to fabricate that don't.
Well, that's fabricated parts. That's like custom one off shit.
Yeah, I guess Evo's. I mean, Rebel has a coilover bypass kit. They do. I don't know how well.
Yeah,
it works.
But like the back, like even the only guys, triple bypass.
Yeah, the only guys that are like actually doing it and showing that it works is Evo, because they have for like the Gladiators, they have like a whole trailing arm kit for them with coilovers and bypasses, and then they for the Wranglers they have a cantilever coilover bypass kit.
It's crazy how many guys with Jeeps, because Jeeps, you're like, oh, solid axle front end. These guys are rock crawlers. They don't, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's crazy how many of them really, really do want like a really nice go fast Jeep.
Do you look at Parsons?
Well, it's because if you've ever driven across the desert now, it's not comfortable. It sucks. Like
the desert's changed.
The desert is the reason why everybody wants that is because having like a Fox 2.0 with like a short arm kit now is the most rough, uncomfortable ride ever when you're just trying to drive from trailhead to trailhead.
Well, plus we have King of the Hammers now, right? We've opened the door where the general public has looked up and went, oh, fuck, I can have a solid axle front end car that hauls ass and goes over rocks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't want just the one that goes over rocks. I want the one that goes fast and goes over rocks. Mm-hmm. So I'm just waiting. I'm just curious. Like, I mean, when a suspension company other than Evo is going to come out with something that's like a bolt-on production.
The only thing we're doing that's somewhat close to that is we're getting into the Broncos, the new Broncos.
I saw that.
Possible X travel with the Broncos.
Yeah.
Which would be different, obviously. But mm-hmm.
What?
I don't want to know.
Nothing.
Well, now you
got to
get it out.
No, yeah. I mean, that's clearly an R&D phase. I mean, we wanted to start taking Broncos in here and solid axle swapping them just because, you know, we're Jeep guys.
Ouch.
But then we decided it wasn't worth it just because.
Broncos. A lot.
I mean, we went. Look, I can admit, right? Yeah. Like, I owned a Bronco. I had a 69 Bronco back in 1991. When I was really young. And I had a 69 Bronco and I loved it, right? I liked Broncos. I was a Bronco guy, right? I almost got an OJ one, but I didn't. I missed that opportunity. But so when I saw the new ones come out, I was genuinely a little bit excited. Like, oh, this is sick, man. This is going to be cool. It's got a retro vibe to it. I think it's going to be really fun. They got a lot of cool features on it, like that turn mode where you can like lock a wheel and do a tight U-turn on turn switchbacks and stuff.
It also has the other cool feature where if you go in like more than 3 feet of water, the whole thing shuts off.
Yeah,
if you lightly bump a rock in a trail, they stop off-roading.
You've 17 codes.
So we've got stuck behind some people on trails where they bump a rock and the machine shuts down. So clearly Ford has some issues that they're going to have to work
through. But that's with like any car. I mean, but
the problem is when they were doing their promotion for their advertising campaign, they kept bragging that they were going to take down Jeep and they were going to steal Jeep's market share, and we're going to show you guys how Bronco does it, and Jeeps are garbage. And then they came out, and it was fucking IFS.
Well, I mean, the thing is their market offer is if you look at, and I hate to be like a manufacturer hater, but like you look at them throwing all these Broncos into King of the Hammers. Mm-hmm. Like I get it, like you guys are going to podium every time, but you're a manufacturer. Like the thing is they're taking cars that are, you know, those things.
Well, they're entering Broncos into the everyman. They're
$150,000 into a car, throwing it into a race that originated around guys building cars in their garages, such as, you know, Nick and I, and throwing them into the pit with us. And it's not fair.
They're putting $500,000 factory-built Fords in with a guy driving a $15,000 Samurai.
Yeah, I talked to...
And then praising them when they win.
And then they're like, we kicked everybody's ass.
Yeah,
well done.
I talked to a guy last year in contingency while we were waiting in line for all that stuff, and... He was fourth. He was the fourth person to come across the line in 2022, and he was in an LJ, a garage built LJ.
And he DNF'd too
because last year they were nice enough to where like if we left at 8:05, we were allowed to cross the line at 6:05, but the year before that, if you left the line at 8:05, you had to still be back at 6.
Yeah, cut off was 6.
They were cutting
regardless.
It off, so he came in 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, and they were like, "Sorry, you didn't finish."
DNF.
And the only other cars that crossed the line before him were those three Broncos. And it's like, okay, cool. They're cool. Don't get me wrong. Those cars are badass. I mean, you've got a super built, guess what? Really
I guarantee rad, but, if we put $500,000 into your Samurai,
it would still suck.
No.
For one, I would be incredibly upset with you for spending that much money on a Samurai.
Well, I would have to be incredibly rich.
So. Yeah, dude, again, like, ask Nick, would we build a Samurai again? No.
Yeah, if I was rich, that'd be my first investment. It's a SoCal Samurai team. I want to see you thrive in your little short wheelbase sewing machine.
Well, I mean, we're going to try again next week.
I would say that Broncos are sick.
I don't know if we can.
I like the new body style of the Bronco. I really wanted the guy on when we were up there crawling at King of the Hammers to
I cheered that guy on. I wanted him to do it. But then I was also really excited that I did the trail way faster than him and then turned around and winched him out and then went around him and then did the trail again.
Yeah.
$5,000 Jeep Cherokee.
That's very true. I would say that the only thing that is holding back in my mind Ford, other than like maybe some driving characteristics that make it one either the Rubicon or, you know, the Bronco better in one type of terrain or the other, is the computer interference that the Ford will give you if you do start to go outside the bounds of its normal driving. Like if you take a Rubicon and you start to piss off the power steering because you're using it too much, it'll flash at you, but it won't shut down. Eventually, yeah, you're going to overheat your shit and it's going to be a problem. But this Ford, we don't even know what we did and the thing just like aired out.
Limp mode,
like no four wheel drive. And it's like, you know, when you think there's no worse time, like just about to go down, like sun's going down, you know, there's not necessarily radio. You're in a little valley, and granted it's King of the Hammers, but let's say it's not. Let's say you're somewhere else or you're with your family. He didn't smack that big of a rock.
No.
It was a pretty small rock. And you know, it just kind of went up and went down on it. The front arms hung down and maybe that was it. It was binding, but
I don't know, man.
It's no four wheel drive.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing.
He was just looking at us, going, I don't really know what to do. My dash just says temporarily out of four wheel drive. And we messed with it, turned it off, turned it on. Like we tried to, and as soon as he got to flat ground and we pulled him out of the trail, it all started working
again. What is it even trying to save you from, though? I mean,
I don't know.
Probably just blowing something up, you know, destroying some CVs or.
Yeah, they just assume that the consumer is going to. I mean, if they get themselves in a situation, I'm assuming it's a safe mode to hope they don't destroy it more. But putting a person in a spot where they can't go anymore or can't remove themselves from it, because he was. I mean, if we all would have drove away, he would have just been like, that's it, I'm done. I have to walk out of here and go find someone to help me.
This is coming from a diehard Ford person, but you say, you know, like, well, if you take a vehicle out of what it's built to do, blah, 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 right? Like, well, you can't market a vehicle as we're going to blow Jeep out of the water and then go, oh, well, we can't do a quarter, or we can only do a quarter of what Jeep can do, right? Like, this is coming from a person who is like a diehard, like, I'm still learning about Jeeps, right? Because, like, I'm all into the Toyota Ford stuff.
What's
I know,
MJ?
Right. Michael Jackson, hang me on the cross, right? I'm sorry, I'm learning, but like, that's pathetic. It is like
I think it's got to be hit or miss. So one of our owners bought a Bronco R, and I've got a long travel truck, and we smashed around in Plaster City for like 8 hours one day, and he was hitting whoops in that thing at 50, 60 miles an hour, and it handled everything. Got him back home that day. So, I mean, it's got to be hit or miss with.
It has to be. It's got to be super situation related, too.
We also have to think, right? We don't. This guy had heavily modified that Bronco. So maybe he fucked something up. Maybe it's not Ford's fault at all, right? This guy messed with something and the parameters are wrong and the Bronco's
that's
like.
True. Just straight up hating right now.
Right? Like, yeah, like I understand, right? We, you know, not like. Ford's going to come over here and punch me in the mouth for saying it, but
I'm not a Ford fan. I just hate Ford.
You know, I'm a Jeep guy, but I mean, I've been, if I had to look at everything, I've had every car, you know, every brand out there, at least in the big three, and a lot of foreign cars. I give XJs a lot of problems. I think I've owned four, right? I've owned ZJs, I've owned YJs, TJs, CJs, ZJ, whatever. Like I've had all the J's,
nines?
Right? No, five nines.
They're too rare.
You know. So I've had a lot of them. I've had a lot of Fords. I've had a ton of Dodges. I don't know. I like cars. I'm a car guy. So in general, I just like cars in general. I don't necessarily hate one thing. But when Ford came out with their marketing campaign and said they were going to take Jeep out, I just thought, maybe you guys stepped into the deep end a little bit, you know?
To your point, though, like when you come out with something like that.
I get it.
Like
they had to, right?
The Bronco is already a very well-known thing, right? Notorious, if you will. So to revamp that, of course, all eyes are going to be on you. Like I would, if anything, would compare it almost to like the Speed UTV situation, right? But it doesn't mean that Speed UTV is like the horrible thing ever, most horrible thing ever. But like because of the notoriety of the situation, you almost – start to like not even be able to help, but to be like, this sucks because you see
Ford,
like
Ford
two people have
Ford,
the same issue.
Ford guys who are already Ford guys, we're going to buy that Bronco regardless.
Yes.
And guys like me who are car guys, who, even though I own a Jeep shop, probably could have been seen driving around in a Bronco.
Dude, they're cool. They're super cool.
I mean, but they talk shit, like, and I don't like them for it.
Yeah.
So fuck them.
I mean, they're really cool.
The windshield's a little small on that thing.
Yeah, so we had one come in here, I think before the R was even released. It was just and it was one of the four-door bigger, like, nicer packaged ones. And it was really nice, and it drove good, but it was in the cab, to me, was a little, like, awkward. A lot of blind spots, it seemed like to me, and it's Jesus.
Sorry, I got vodka on. I'm sorry, dude. Sorry.
But I mean, it drove really nice, and it had like tons of power. And don't get me wrong, those things, in my opinion, will always outrun a Jeep across the desert all day. Because even the Rubicon Recon 392 Hemi Jeep,
yeah, that thing can't go 50 miles an hour.
Still handle like ass in the desert until you spend a bunch of money on it.
Even in the sand. Last Halloween, I went out with like SoCal Eric and, you know, Eric 2AM. You guys know that guy?
Eric 2AM? I don't know.
His Instagram handle, but I don't know anybody by their names anymore.
Is right? Like a white
Isn't
Ranger?
Isn't that so weird?
Huh? Doesn't he have a white Ranger?
He has a white Bronco, new Bronco.
Oh, okay.
His wife's like a monster girl. Like, they're pretty involved in the off-road industry. But so I had no way of – I wasn't going to take my truck
Jake's following
through Glamis. And yeah. He was like, yeah, just hop in my Bronco. Full stock. And we
– It was completely stocked?
All day.
Yeah.
In Glamis. And it – not a big Ford guy, but it was impressive.
What can I ask did. Why you're not a big Ford person? I'm just curious.
I grew up as a GM guy.
Okay.
Yeah, as I say, LSK, didn't LSK start mainly with Chevys? Or was that wrong?
Dodge.
Oh, Dodge.
Wow, that's a...
Okay, I'm a Dodge guy.
That's so interesting.
His first truck he built was a Dodge. He built it in his garage.
I feel like you don't hear that often. Like, you don't hear, like, a Dodge.
I've had more Dodges than I've had any other truck.
I am
now.
Yeah. I have a long travel Ram.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think I could ever just go buy a Ford.
I don't blame you.
Hannah, I've had all the cars that you dream about having right now. I've had them, crashed them, and sold them.
Yeah. So here's what I don't think people understand. The vehicles that I like drool over, it's not because I'm like
shit boxes.
Wow, that's such
I'm saying, I've had them all.
Yeah, but it's not because I look at them and I'm like, wow, that's such a like nicely built drivable vehicle. I'm like, wow, that thing would totally leave me stranded on the side of the road, but it looks like a good time and I like the way it looks and I want to work on it, and that's it. Okay, so whatever.
Let still me in the
but nobody's ever seen her work on something. It's like it goes from like yay to instant frustration, or
and then it goes back to
well,
yay.
We're gonna pimp out the
it's called entertainment.
We're gonna pimp out the shop truck. You can daily drive that if you want.
No,
what? No. You don't like the what is it?
An OBS.
OBS? You don't like the OBS? Fucking shit.
I love when that happens.
That was Hannah that time. I'm telling you, it's probably been her every time.
No, that the first time was right now. Sorry.
It's all right. I got new chairs on order. They'll be here for the next podcast. This is the last time I have to use this chair.
Yeah, your chair's over there about to fall.
Yeah, those chairs are fucking awesome. Those are from IKEA. Those are deadly. So
all the travel.
Yeah, they're long travel chairs.
So are we
sway bars on this thing?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to mention the upcoming happenings with the samurai and that whole situation? Is that allowed?
I don't know. You're the one that's been in contact with Curtis. Everybody.
Nothing's happening. What?
Oh, okay. Do you not want to talk about it?
Oh, no, we don't care. I wish Nick was here. I guess that would have been smart to have him here to talk. But
well, we'll do that.
I mean, is that important right now, or do we?
I mean, I think it's worth touching on. I think it's pretty rad. So I'll summarize then. We'll keep it short. I don't know if you are involved in this at all, but Hoonigan is hosting a This Versus That.
Give him a hot dog.
I've given him two.
Give him another hot dog.
Priorities.
Your dog is a
you guys create
dumpster.
A monster.
And he also can't catch anything.
No, he can't.
But he doesn't bite.
Yeah, he doesn't bite.
True.
No.
He's a sweet boy.
To answer your question. LSK.
You know the phrase herding cats?
Hey, he's talking to you.
Yeah, seriously, pay attention.
Pay attention, Hannah.
Golly. God. Doug came here.
I mean, it sounded important, whatever, talking about
yeah,
cats.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
No, really cats are not
we
important.
Can talk about cats.
Hannah, yeah. Stop touching my chair.
I didn't. Oh, my God. Anyway, all right.
It's Kevin.
So, Hoonigan, that does a lot of This Versus That episodes, which are mostly street-oriented. They do even Harley sometimes. They do mostly street vehicles. got pitched an idea. I won't give too much info because I don't really know actually what I'm allowed to say, so I'll keep it very vague.
Probably none of it.
Fern, yeah. You left your wiener on the table. Fern.
He's not listening.
Fern.
He's
not
listening. Fern, you got
left
your wiener.
You
here.
Left your wiener on the table. I can't. It's right in front of me.
He's trying to show it off in the podcast. I got safety glasses
on. I regret being here.
Yeah.
We regret having you here.
Is it okay if I finish?
Maybe? Go ahead.
Well, he was asking you something.
Yeah, he was in the middle of asking you a question.
You asked if we were going to be involved.
Yeah. Are you?
I'll be there.
Really?
Not
okay.
As okay.
Just for funsies?
For Dweezy.
For Dweezy?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Rad.
Dweezy
we'll
Films.
See you there.
Everybody, Dweezy Films. That'll also be in the bio, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how to do that. She just told me to say it will be in the bio. I don't know what that means. I don't know where the bio is.
Like this.
Like this. She said do this. Mm. I don't know where the bio is. It's probably the same place the fucking cloud is. I don't know where either one of those are.
I mean, you can see the bio. It's not floating.
Oh, it's not floating in the air? You can see the bio, everybody. You can see the bio as far as I know.
Okay. All right. So let's wrap that up. Anyway.
I don't know.
Don't all right, look at
so
me like that.
Hoonigan is hosting a This Versus That episode that is basically all off-road oriented, which they haven't done before, which is pretty rad. And the Samurai got the okay to partake. I don't like I said
we I'll, did. So we Nick, I shouldn't say we. I didn't take part in this. Nick reached out to them because they posted something on Instagram and was like, hey, just tell us what you have. And if we're interested in it, we'll okay it. And they reached back out to Nick and he was like, oh, fuck. Like, it's in the garage on jack stands with two broken axles right now.
Yeah. Out there? I've got $100 on Samurai versus Hammerhead.
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
Ooh. Already
making bets?
It just got real.
Hey, Nick, this just got expensive for you.
Because Fern.
Wait a minute. All right. Wait. This got.
And the wiener.
Wait.
Ooh. Fern, you don't even have it yet, dude.
Yeah, I do. I have a title.
You have to drive it.
This got. No, Curtis is right. This got expensive for me.
I got it. So this needs to be on video.
This is where I'm
going to tee
this in. You have to drive it.
First of all, I can't read, so.
Neither can I. That's fair, as long as we're not.
Who else is driving?
It doesn't worry about it.
Oh, okay, I have Blake.
That doesn't count. I tell you right now, who's driving it is not.
Blake,
I don't know.
If I'm sponsoring both of you guys, then this is really expensive for me because you both are going to floor it.
He told me because we are
wreck shop.
We are more concerned about King of the Hammers in 2024 than we are this. Yeah. Sorry, Hoonigan, but it's more important to us. So we like mentioned to David that we were like, I don't know if we want to do it because if we break the car, it's more money. Like,
you still have a lot of time.
Yeah, but the driver, we have like future things going on with him too that's expensive. So
these are the fun
then,
events.
Then though. I opened my mouth.
So and then David was like, don't worry. If you guys total the car, I'll buy you a new one.
I did.
You know what?
I did. It's important.
$100 and it goes to charity for the kids. You choose the charity.
It's fine.
Wow. Yeah, you can't say no to that.
Yeah, that's
fine. I'll back you on that,
Curtis. But you're driving it. You have to drive it. I'm sorry. That's what the only
against who?
Against Nick.
He's nobody. Nick, I love you, but you know.
Wow.
Nick, he's a veteran. He's a veteran.
I didn't mean that in that way, but Blake is Blake, and Nick is
Nick. Nick is still technically an amateur.
Nick outwheels all of us.
Yeah, Nick is the best driver I know.
He's an amateur like you, but he has no brains and huge balls.
You suck at driving.
I would argue
no, you're
that.
Not.
I don't jump, and there's some jumps there.
Oh, Nick's going
to
send it.
Nick is going to send it. But that's okay because to win the race, you must finish, right? There's a huge chance Nick won't finish because he'll send it and break the thing in half.
No, so that is something that him and I talked about today. We are – so this is where this comes into the thing. We are showing up to that course with open minds, and if it is beyond what the car is capable of, we are not doing it.
Hoonigans are making the this versus that. So if they fall in the same class, they won't win.
It's different on race day. You'll
we did say
out.
That we wanted to race Blake's 11 car.
Hannah, what happened on race day when you raced a minivan?
It's the same thing.
You got in the car and what did you do?
I literally completely blacked out and I put my foot to the floor and I broke every single rule that they told me not to break.
Never shifted it out of first, did you?
Nope. I hit that shit on rev limiter through the entire course and I almost won because of it.
Chair keeps going.
You're such an attention whore.
What happens when you eat McDonald's for breakfast every day?
Okay.
No, it's the ribs.
Fern against the Samurai. Can I ask a question?
It has to be Fern, though.
Can I ask a question? Is it, obviously, this is up to you. It's not up to me. If you guys, because I know Nick, just well enough to know that there's a good possibility he gets there, and he knows maybe he shouldn't, but he'll send it anyway.
Yes.
Oh, he's for sure going to do
it. Yes. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so what month is it? July? So is it really that unrealistic to think that whatever damage could possibly happen from hucking it at the Hoonigan event, which is an awesome opportunity for all of us, that you don't have the adequate amount of time to fix it prior to Hammers?
We'll fix it.
Is it that unrealistic?
We'll fix
it. I just don't know. It depends on, like,
my dad is a TV repairman. He's got an awesome set of tools.
I'm talking.
We can fix it.
It just depends on how send it is. Because, like,
dude, I want
it's
him
a
to
little
jump.
Car, and the frame is made of like 16th steel.
You so can go buy. I can go buy six samurais tomorrow for like $18.
You are so we'll get wrong another frame. With the market for samurais.
I got a tracker. I got a tracker with a brand new frame under it. It's the same frame.
Oh, he's right.
Well, anyway, so
that's basically what it is.
Doug, do you want to get in on this bet?
Yeah, I just feel like if you guys are going to a Hoonigan event, you have to send it. There's no way.
Yeah, yes. No, yeah, no, I mean, if we're doing Hammerhead against the Samurai, who you got your money on?
Nobody wants to watch a Samurai just kind of putt around.
I don't personally care for Samurai, so I'm going to go with the Jeep.
Okay, wait, how much horsepower is a
Samurai? It's a somewhat new one-time raced motor.
Oh, we're calling Nick?
Uh-huh.
All right.
We got to put him on here.
We need silence from the audience.
Put him on here. Plug him in right there, Hannah.
Hi.
What's up?
You're live.
Oh, am I really?
Disregard if you ever want to listen to this podcast, any of the mean things I said about you. I love you very much.
I defended you.
Jeez. Uh-oh.
Well, they were compared. So Fern wants to bet $100 that the Samurai and Blake's Cherokee are going to race.
Oh, okay. So hold on.
But
Dave, you said you'd help us fix it if it broke, right?
Nick, I got your back, bro. Send that fucking thing.
We got you, buddy. We got you.
So
send it.
I was going to do dollar bets, but Fern's going $100 in?
Yeah.
I don't know Fern, but I'm down for $100 in.
He's a good guy.
And semi-famous.
And semi-famous. So this is where I said, because they were comparing Blake and you with like driving skills, and I might have said that you were nobody when it came to Blake.
That's 100% true.
So see, this is where my Nick is honest. But I want Fern to drive.
How about this?
Fern has to drive.
Oh, Fern, okay, Fern drives the Cherokee.
Hang on.
Ooh. Fern drives the Cherokee.
Right, it's getting real.
Turn the phone so you can see it. So
it's black. What do you want me
no,
to?
No, into the mic.
I've got $500. Blake is not driving either. Nick Eisenhower or Darren Parsons.
No, no.
It's my truck.
It's seat time versus seat time. You have quadruple the horsepower, quadruple the travel.
Okay.
Nick has one race under his belt, and he's nuts.
$500
and 30 horsepower.
Oh, yeah. We only have, like, 30 horsepower.
I have an intake, so we're really fast.
Trust me, you're faster.
Well, then you ought to drive.
I'll just throw a VP in it and see what
Fern has to drive.
Fern. That's it. I have to cook, though. Remember that.
That's fine. My wife will do it for you.
Fern, I'll be your passenger. You're driving.
I got a good co-pilot.
Ooh, co-pilot.
There's three seats.
But Fern, you have a lot of simulator time.
Yeah, see, that's like seat time.
I have simulator time in trophy trucks and my chase truck.
Then therefore,
do you have the
horse?
Jeep on simulator?
No, we don't.
Time to start coding, you know?
Yeah.
I will be in live simulation Saturday.
That's you have until Friday.
Let's see what Hoonigans allows. If they allow that, then yes.
Oh, I'm gonna run.
Oh, they're gonna allow
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, as soon as they shut down, wouldn't they shut down the course for the day?
Samurai versus the F-250.
There's a jump on there, and all I have is the Carly suspension.
All we have is like 4 inches of travel.
And you called it a trophy truck earlier.
I did in my mind.
Oh,
so, you're. I don't think
really.
Quite...
It's more of a gambler 500. Right?
Yeah.
You got probably 3 times the horsepower and 3 times the suspension travel on that F-250.
I have 100% of
all of that.
Fern,
I have 5 on the fly.
Fern, I don't know if you know how much less capable this vehicle is. No offense, than the Cherokee. Like from a wheeling standpoint, Nick will outwheel most people. That's mm-hmm. just a fact. Mm-hmm. But from a straight, go fast, couple whoops, tabletop standpoint, you have every advantage. There's no reason for you to not take this bet. Put yeah. down the money, shake a hand, make it happen, be behind the wheel.
Even if it's not on Hoonigan, it happens after hours behind, you know, the scenes. It's just a gentleman's.
Let me call my people after you call your people.
Oh, shit.
No, you can't call people who are professional drivers.
Fern's way too connected.
The guy who built the track.
I thought we were friends, Anna.
Watch this. What did I say?
Dude, he is literally calling Darren Parson right now. This is like... Unless he has his wife under Darren Parson on his phone, he's calling Darren Parson.
He's over there making contacts. BJ Baldwin.
I hope he doesn't answer.
Hey, Nick. Don't just answer. So you know, Nick, whoever Donald answers that Trump. Phone, I got your back.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. See how my contact answered the phone?
Oh, wow.
My contact answered the phone. He went to voicemail.
We should have left him a cool voicemail.
I'm calling this other guy.
Now he's calling Nick. This isn't fair.
Hey, Anna, this other guy. Did you warn Doug before he came down here that
we were not going to touch base on anything?
Honestly, I didn't. I'm sorry.
I'm so easygoing. It's a podcast. It should be just organic.
I know. Happens.
Hey, Nick, I got you on a podcast over here at Bent Motorsports. I got a serious question.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So
this isn't a serious question.
I have $500. I have $500 on the line that Hammerhead will be a samurai.
Whoa. Well.
Oh, he's on my side.
Yes.
And you're the driver.
No. Stop putting people who know how to drive in the seat of it.
All right, talk to me.
See, Fern needs to drive.
Fern, two beers right here. All right.
And eight beers, think? Nick's driving.
At the Hammerhead. At Hammerhead. At the Hoonigans.
Oh. Dude, I think the wheelbase of the Hammerhead's going to get it.
Have you
told you.
No, but I know it's like a desert course. It's going to have some hoops and some jumps, so I bet you the Jeep will probably do better than the Samurai.
See?
It's got two jumps and a set of, like, six whoops. Oh, Jeep's got it.
So what are you so worried about?
I can double.
Am I going up against... Your other brother named Nick.
Last I checked, you pitched this to all of us, and now you're Nick. Backing out.
A little Nick on Nick action.
This is happening regardless.
This is happening live.
This is live.
No takesies, backsies, boy.
Dude, he's do it. I feel like you're scared.
I'm not scared. And after that, the betting money, right? After Dude, that, I'm Fern, not front I got nothing. Another $500 for the best ribs.
Fern,
it's oh. All.
It's not fair. That's
not fair. According to his world, he's got to come to mine.
Fern, it's $100? It's $100.
$500.
No, we said $100.
Yeah, but the Hammerhead against a Samurai is like a Ferrari against a Volkswagen Beetle.
I mean, this is what you're afraid of? Okay. Just a little baby Samurai?
Let me call the driver, my driver.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Call more people.
So, Doug, I don't know if you know this, but at the Hammers last year, they were the fastest. They clocked the fastest time of all the Samurais. And they had the smallest tires of anybody in the entire race, I think, including the UTVs.
So they're kind of a big deal.
Because they had 31s.
Hammerhead against a Samurai at Hoonigan. Who do you think will win?
Hammerhead will fucking kill it, dude.
I love you. By the way, you're on a podcast at Bent Motorsports.
The Samurai is a stock fucking, like...
Super stock.
Because I'm throwing money on it for charity.
If you bet against the Hammerhead, then...
I would never do that.
But here's the thing, Blake. You can't drive it.
Who's driving it?
Fern has to drive it.
Shit.
It's the only way we're doing it. Fern has to drive.
I mean, dude, I don't make the rules. I'm not putting on the show with them again.
You so see? That's why we're going to say Blake has to drive it.
Fine. After hours.
No, Fern, you're driving.
Give me the after hours.
After hours, Fern drives.
Fern, okay, simulator. Come over here. Right now.
Send the intimidator.
Done. Gotcha. All for charity. All right, man.
Hey, you. Now, this way.
What happened?
Over here. Over here.
You're in trouble now, Fern.
Over here.
Where'd you go, dude?
Shake my hand. If you lose, I'll give you $300 towards your cause. Just do it.
I'll do it, but...
You're doing it.
I'm crossing into his world. He's got to cross into mine.
So you got... Oh! So you got to make a rack of ribs. Wink, wink. You know somebody who's good at it. If he can hire a pro, you can hire a pro.
Non-boiled.
Yeah, hold on, let me call my contact real quick.
Non-boiled.
Wife.
Yeah. Call your boy Phil from Phil's Barbecue.
Yeah, who are you going to call next? Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, let me see your contact list. Jesus
that's
Christ.
That's a nice one.
wait, who's got the most famous person in the contacts?
Not us.
I have Hurricane
Hannah.
The most
Hannah famous in person in I my mean,
are we talking?
List?
Are we talking off-road or are we talking off-road or celebrities, friend? Because you got celebrities in there.
I could probably get Bill Murray in there.
Oh, I mean, what is that?
I signed an NDA. I can't answer that question.
Are we name dropping now?
No.
Oh, I have David Beckett, and his desk says "Man Myth." I can't say it.
The myth, the legend.
Yeah.
I still don't know who put that on my desk.
What is this, Tyler Gravedigger driver?
I've been to his dad's shop when I was like two.
But how old are you, like 33?
I'm 30.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Over the edge, dude.
All right, let's do this.
I'm down for dollar bets.
Okay,
$100. We have to keep it budgeted. We're poor.
It's official. It's official. It just happened right
they have,
here.
They have to rebuild it for King of Hammers. So.
You guys heard it here first.
Are you racing that at Hammers?
Yeah, we did it last year.
Yeah, how'd it do?
Dude, we did okay.
And I'm screwed, dude. I got to fix either one of those.
We came in 18th if you count the
how did we get under your sponsorship times. Program?
I don't know.
Okay, Nick, keep working on the car. I'll see you tomorrow.
If you just be his friend, okay, he bye. Basically will fix anything for you.
That's true.
Well, we're friends.
Yeah, we're friends. Yeah. So we're friends now. So you call me anytime you want. And, you know, like a number two combo from Burger King, I'll work on whatever you got.
Not even that, dude. Like pretty much anything. The other day I called him and he didn't answer. And then he told me he didn't want breakfast and I still bought him breakfast and he still ate it. So it's, yeah. it's not hard.
Well, Doug, I really appreciate you being patient with our...
Yeah, so let's.
The patients started at 4 o'clock today.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. So we made Doug wait around quite a bit for this.
Doug got here at 4 for our podcast. We were having a couple of issues with the Hemi Jeep that we were working on.
Jeep issues.
Yeah, Jeep.
Whoa.
I'm not. We're Whoa. Not. We are not blaming the Jeep for that. I could blame like 10 other things.
That was the red Jeep over there.
Yeah.
That thing's pretty sick though.
That thing is sick. That's the one we've been working on. Anyway, so it got pushed till easily 5:30 before. So he's waiting around for an hour and a half. Yeah. So
basically, he's going to go back to LSK tomorrow and go, those guys suck.
Yeah, those guys are drunk idiots. So then Fern showed up with barbecue, so then we're eating barbecue. I mean, we didn't even start the podcast till easily 6 o'clock. So.
Yeah, I feel like all the podcasts, like all of ours, it becomes a hangout. Yeah. Like I start mine with a shop tour of both sides. I never got a shop tour. But
wow. I was
you suck.
Hannah, that's on you.
Fuck.
I mean, you hung out in the shop.
No, I got in the back of the shop, so.
We'll go give you a shop tour. It takes 6 seconds.
Yep.
Yeah. We don't have 24,000 square feet. We have 2,000 square feet. So,
but it's simple.
Yeah, it's like
we
in
have
Texas,
48,000 you know, square feet, and it's a lot going on.
You can stand on a beer can and see our whole shop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is there anything else in particular that you'd like to talk let's about get it, or plug while
tell
you're
us
here?
Some new stuff. What's LSK got new that's coming out that you want to?
The trailers.
We have our tube chassis weld it yourself trailers. Right now, they're a weld-it-yourself trailer because we don't have our licensing finished to be able to stamp bins. Mm.
So at some point, is that going to be a thing where, like, you guys are...
Yeah, the goal is at the Off-Road Expo to reveal it as a trailer that we can sell fully put together and powder-coated. They're 2-inch DOM trailers are the UTV trailers, and then we have a pre-runner trailer as well. It's a 3-inch DOM. They've made a lot of buzz. We've had over 1 million views off that trailer on social media, and not one person has bought one because of the price. But I don't think people understand, like,
you get what you pay for.
Yeah, the CAD work that goes into it, cutting it, bending it. I mean, there's so much work that goes into making something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And for the average, like, UTV user, they just want a utility trailer that, like, I was telling them, I posted it in Razor Nation on Facebook, huge page. And within an hour, we had over 300 comments of people just tearing us apart to, like, this is Facebook people. Yeah. You know?
We touched on that earlier. Just yeah. That it's and, just the name of the game.
But it was still exposure, right? It is what it is. People are still seeing LSK, and I got a lot of people talking. But a lot of people are saying, like, hey, when I leave the desert, how am I supposed to put gravel in that trailer? And, yeah, I mean, we're not trying to break the trailer market, you know? This is a UTV trailer.
What do you mean put gravel on the trailer?
Like a utility trailer.
That's how men justify buying a trailer to their wives. It's not just for the UTV, babe. I can use it to go to Home Depot.
I can make money with it.
I can make money. I can go get sod and flowers for you to plant in the backyard.
Get a different wife.
Yeah, my wife just trailers are trailers, and she's stoked on all of them.
Yeah.
Trailers are cool.
You know? Yeah.
If it's a single-purpose trailer, then people are going to be less receptive.
So one of the main advantages of the trailer is that the ramps fold up with it, right? So you don't have to fumble and mess with, like, tucking ramps in and stuff.
Yeah. Did you ever see our stupid trailer video we made?
I did. I watched it earlier, and that was pretty good. That was, like, one of those, like, stereotypical infomercials. It's like, does this ever happen to you? With, like, the funny music.
that was, like, my first dumb video I made for them, and the owner was looking at me. He's like... Really? You're going to post that? I was like, yeah, I think it's like add some personality, you know?
Hey, and owner of LSK, this guy knows what he's doing, okay?
No, he likes it. He actually asked me the other day. He's like, dude, you haven't made any funny videos in a while. My dude, we've been slammed. Like, it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to come up with, like, comedy stuff when you're so, like, your brain's so filled with everything else going on. But no, they're super lightweight trailers. The two-seater trailer weighs like 700 pounds. And we beat the shit out of that thing out in Ocotillo, Plaster City, like going to UTVs break down a lot. So in the races, break down 20 miles out. And I mean, you can hammer down those things. They bounce all over the place and they're solid. And a lot of people have asked, like, for the tube chassis, like that, I don't know why people think they're not strong with the tube chassis, but what are trophy trucks made out of and roll cages and all this stuff, you know? Off-Road Expo will be the release of our two- or four-seater trailer. And hopefully at that point we'll be able to sell them as a full unit. So
When is the Off-Road Expo?
Last weekend, first weekend of October. I think it rolls over.
There you go.
And when do they do the Sand Sports Super Show? When is that?
It's like 2 weeks before. Two weekends before. Something like that.
Yeah, before, I think. Yeah.
It's like the OC Fairgrounds.
Yeah. I've only been to that once.
We had a car in it last year, but it was at, I think it was at Fast Lab UTV's booth. So this year we'll have our full setup. So it'll be exciting to have a new adventure with the team, you know?
Yeah, that'll be rad.
So one question, though, about those trailers, other than structurally them being different, you know, just being built out of tube, suspension-wise, or just what makes them able to take, you know, bombing through the whoops out to go pick up a UTV and then putting a UTV on it and bombing back. So is it just a traditional, like, setup with the suspension, or is there anything you can say about it?
No, there's nothing. There's nothing special about the suspension on it. I think it's just been trial and error.
Okay.
You build one and beat it up and see if you can break it.
Is it just a conventional leaf spring?
Yeah.
Leaf sprung? Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they're pretty simple.
Sick.
Nice. I know that there's some of those overlandy trailer things that are
trailing arms and rubber and all this other shit. Yeah.
We threw it around to make somewhat of an overland style so people could put a tent on top of it. Yeah. But it was getting too far into it, you know?
Yeah. It's you get deep real fast.
Yeah, it's those little trailers are so expensive, it's insane.
We went down a little road of trying to make like an overland trailer. We drew it up in SolidWorks, like try to do like a couple trial and error of what suspension to do, but same thing, like you just have this really expensive single use trailer. It's like a little
you might sell a handful of them, you know.
Right? And it's like a little lake boat, you know? Yeah. You can only use it when it's glass, and then the moment everybody wakes up, lake's gone. Like you don't use it enough.
Yeah. We tossed around the idea because we do touch in the overland industry a little bit with the GX470s. We make long travel kits for them.
Didn't we install a couple of those kits on some?
I think so. GX470s? And then Jake's brother, Nick, he has a 2500 with the LSK kit on it, I think.
Yeah, we've done a few LSK kits.
Really nice. Yeah. It is a 1500. It's not, I've heard of the 2500. Yeah, they told me about it because my grandmother has one and he's like, get her to do that.
Yeah.
She's not going to spend $5,000. My
grandma
on
doesn't
Are
need
you
this.
Serious?
Grandma needs it.
I mean, she needs it.
She needs she, it. For
yeah,
sure.
You're going to love it, Grandma. But no, the kit was actually super rad going on Nick's.
Yeah.
What year was it?
His, what is it, like an 06?
Yeah, it's early, like a cat eye body style, isn't it?
I think so.
99-06.
Yeah. And actually, the Explorer out there, if I'm not mistaken, those are LSK radius arms off of those Land Rovers
they
you guys
are
were building.
One off.
Yeah.
LSK. Do you guys remember? Well, I don't know. You're new there. Do you ever remember hearing of them doing a Land Rover Defender 110 project?
No.
Where they were making custom suspension for a custom Land Rover?
It's like 6 years ago, you know?
Yeah. So the first set of control radius arms that came out, we didn't like the length or something was not quite right. So we scrubbed it and you guys made a second set. And then so that first set ended up finding its way onto his solid axle swapped Explorer. So after the podcast, we'll go show you the one-off.
It's fun, a little LSK, you know, in the business. It's good.
Yeah, we just tell.
They work great.
Oh, works fucking amazing.
They're super rad. Yeah, everybody loves it.
We just tell everybody it's LSK made this one-off just for us.
Yeah,
don't worry about
bitching.
It.
They have like a lot of random one-off stuff. I had a guy hit me up the other day with a 97 T100. Mm. He's like, hey, I'm looking to do a refresh kit on this thing. And I show the owners, and they're like, we made two of that.
Yeah.
We don't make anything like that anymore.
Yeah. Get a different kit.
It'd be sick, though, a long travel T100.
They're super rad. Hell yeah. Badass.
That was my first truck was a T100. I had it for 6 months and then slept at the wheel. It's a bad idea.
Whoops. You're not supposed to sleep while driving unless you're in a Tesla.
I've done it twice. I've totaled two cars sleeping.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you work too hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, you work too hard.
No,
yeah.
That was, this was like 16 was the first one, and then I think 20 or 21 was the second one.
That makes sense.
Oof. And then I decided to stay awake after that.
Smart man.
What kind of cars were they? The T100, then what else?
T100 and then a Civic.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh. Mm.
Ouch. No big loss there.
No.
Sorry.
They do not roll well.
No, the T100 was sad. That was like my first truck. I wanted to build it, and it pulled the motor off the frame like 2 feet. I hit an expedition head on.
A sausage.
And it was a sad day.
Yeah, it's rough. I rolled my 69 Bronco, but
and I kept driving. The fear of being at the angle of anything besides flat ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's amazing you got
a GPSD from four-wheeling.
He's like the biggest sissy when it comes to four-wheeling. It's so funny.
Moab. Yeah. Moab killed me. Moab ruined me. I hate that place.
Oh, my God.
And you guys can say whatever you want.
You're going to go back.
I can take it. I don't care.
Do you ever go fast in the desert or just?
No, fast is fine. I'm down with fast. It's all good.
But four buying is.
But when we're rock crawling and we're going down a road on a cliff and then the road goes like that and then all my coilovers go and my whole Jeep leans over at 50 degrees. Yeah, I pucker a little bit. I whine a little bit on the radio. I don't like it here. I hate it. And then he yells at me, "Get moving, asshole. Move your fucking ass off the trail."
Well, in your defense, your Jeep drives like a boat.
She's driven my Jeep.
Both of my Jeeps drive like ass, and I don't complain that
complaints
much.
That's to come
so
from
much different.
I need somebody different. Like LSK to go through my Jeep and make something really bitchin' for a Jeep.
I'm pretty sure that they're
I bet
you tell
Fern
you.
Has LSK in his contacts.
I bet he does. And he
Fern,
like,
do you know anybody at LSK I can call?
Huh? He'll call you. Yeah, it'll probably answer on my phone.
And Doug will hang up. Yeah. Nope. I know a guy. Got a guy.
It would be cool to do some Jeep parts. I mean, there's obviously a market for it.
There is a massive market for it. Jeep people are. They're loyal. They're
Jeep people are like Tacoma people.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, though, there are
way cooler. No comparison. That same category. We are way cooler.
There are enough Jeep people out there that want to just go fast that it's worth you guys considering.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
for sure.
If you look at like some of the stuff that Evo's producing, and it's like, they are the only ones that are out there doing like a market that is like, yeah, we are for sure building stuff that's going to go quick and it's going to work. And their stuff's really nice. We've never complained about Evo stuff ever.
Yeah,
and I don't work on a lot of the stuff. I mean, I help when I can, but Jake and Jake both come back to me with definitely complaints like, this gets stupid because of this, or this gets stupid because of this, or I don't like it this because it adjusts dumbly. And every time we do an Evo kit, they don't ever come and complain about it.
Yeah, it just goes out and it's
just,
badass.
And it's just because it's simple and it works, and they don't have like weird double adjusters or sleeves inserted to tubes with another joint coming out of it because it would be easier. There's just, it's not overthought components, and they are building cool stuff with, you know, coilovers and bypasses and hydro bumps and stuff that is cycled and working right. It's cool.
So I know there's no market for you guys to make stuff for a TJ, LJ variant, but I will bring my Jeep to you so you can have it for a while and, you know, just do whatever you want to do.
You just park it at the shop.
Just for a tip.
I'll park it on a lift in there.
Just do whatever just you want there. To do. Yeah, just do whatever you want.
You should for sure take a skid plate down.
I mean, there's no money in the TJ world at all, but you should for sure work on mine. JKs and JLs, for sure. Especially JKs right now. I mean, I know everybody with JLs is spending money, but...
But the things that people are realizing is going into the JL world is that it's almost like taking that threshold from when TJs were like super great and then people came out with JKs and it was a bunch of weird like stupid trash control things and dumb stuff. Everyone was like, I don't want to deal with that. It's too many computers. The TJs are so much more reliable. They're tried and true. They're super original. It's the same thing with the JKs and the JLs right now is people are like, we have customers that tell us all the time, like, if I would have done this all over again, I probably would have just bought a used JK because they're way simpler.
I think if you're in the market for a Jeep right now and you want to get into off-roading, you find yourself a 2012 to 17 JK.
Yeah.
You're dialed. That shit's going to work and it's amazing.
Yeah, because it's just that brink where they didn't have a bunch of stupid stuff that just – I mean, don't get me wrong. The JLs are cool. They have all kinds of neat features and they're super comfortable. They drive amazing. But if you're going to go tear it apart and go beat the hell out of it on the trail –
You know what would look cool? is a JK body swapped to a CJ6 with a giant LSK logo on the side of it.
This is just him trying to get you guys to pay for his project.
Well, he's sponsoring me.
Yeah, I'm already sponsoring
him. I'm a little confused on how that's going to work. Because if you're sponsoring him.
Dweezy, Doug. Dweezy Films.
How does this pay for?
/ LSK.
How does this
it's a write-off, bro. I don't know if you know this or not, but you know how write-offs work?
Do you know where this is going? Because I don't.
Somewhere. Somewhere good.
See, this is why we have Curtis here at the shop, everybody, because he's the voice of reason who understands how businesses make money, and I'm the one who understands how to spend money and lose my ass all over the place.
David's my worst nightmare.
I'm his worst nightmare. He is my work wife because he's the one who has to tell me no all day long. All day long. No, we're not doing that.
Bet you guys can't guess how many of these we have.
A carton. Oh, which reminds me. A couple of things. Wiener Wednesday, this Wednesday at Bent Motorsports, July 19th, our very first Wiener Wednesday.
We know come. Carlos. We know.
We have hot dogs to eat. Not as good as Fern's sausage that he prepared, but just some regular old 7-Eleven hot dogs for you guys to eat. And we'll have the flex ramp out. And if you go the furthest up or get the best score on the flex ramp.
A question.
Yeah.
If you flop, do you win?
You will win a special prize.
Okay.
But you will be a winner. And then the person who gets the best score on the flex ramp gets another prize.
I'm sorry, but if you end up on your side, that's the best score.
And then we're going to give away other things, you know, shirts, stickers. We've got a couple other cool giveaways. It's called Wiener Wednesdays, July 19th at Bent Motorsports. Flex ramp will be out. There will be food provided. It's going to be a fun time. Also, that's going to be, Hannah, it's after work. So it's 5 o'clock-ish. Mm-hmm. You can show up as early as 4 if you want. That's probably about 4 is when we're going to start dragging the ramp out. We got to wrap our day up here at Bent. So it's an evening thing on a Wednesday just to come by for a quick.
Wednesday the
19th. Of July. Just come by, grab a hot dog, go up the ramp, and then go home and to your family, whatever. It's just a quick.
And then go home to your
family. And it's a quick, hey, what's up, right? Kid friendly, dog friendly. Code for, remember, if you go to our new website, please go to our website. If you don't see something you need on the website, obviously call us or shoot us a message on the website. We don't have everything uploaded, but we can get you anything you need. If you want 10% off, the code is CUTWATER10. CUTWATER10 for 10% off on our website. Definitely go check that out. And thank you, Doug, for coming down here and LSK for putting up with us today because we're a lot to take and you're clearly a very patient man. And Fern, thank you very much for swinging by and feeding us. The food is absolutely tremendous and we can't wait to have it again and go head-to-head with you at the next Hoonigan event. It's going to be amazing. Any last words you need to get in, Doug?
No, I think we're good. I appreciate you guys having me down here. Next time we'll spend another 6 hours. You can make it a little bit longer.
So yeah, next time, if you could show up at like noonish, that'd be great.
Are we doing your podcast?
Yes, I would like you guys to get down there.
Oh, okay. We would love to come up.
I can't have this many people.
No, we'll just send Hannah.
So you guys can pull straws.
We'll draw straws. We'll Rochambeau for it and see. We'll send, two people up?
Yeah.
Two people's fine or one?
Two.
Two's fine. Okay. So we'll Rochambeau for two get to go up there. If you guys want to make it interesting, then when we post this on YouTube, you can comment who you want to go up to do the LSK podcast. And we'll take your considerations and probably not do it, but you should definitely comment and tell us what you think we should do because we'd like to know that for just data purposes.
Okay.
Did that make sense, Hannah?
Data. Sure did.
Okay, she's going to make an Excel spreadsheet and keep track of it. So, and like I said, in the bio, right,
Shut
Hannah?
The
in
the fuck
bio.
Up.
Thank you.
Everything's in the bio. I don't know where the bio is, but it's in the biosphere.
Biosphere.
Yeah, the biosphere. It's
good
a,
job, David.
It's an ecosystem.
Yep.
For data.
Mm-hmm. Things very grow cool. There.
Are you well, done let's go. Let's yet? Go check out that LSK.
Let's do it. Oh yeah, let's go check out this one-off radius arms.
This is thank you for watching.
Appreciate it, guys.
This somebody is like Carlos Chapman. Everyone's got to go to the bathroom. Everybody wants another pot.
Is this the worst podcast you've ever been on? You can be honest.
No, this is how it should be, in my opinion.
Such a liar.
Dweezy Films? Dweezy Media?
Yeah. Let's go check out the hell
is that? We're free balling. You know what I mean?
Free balling, indeed.
I'm not sure that air conditioner is working as well as it should.
I've got 5 years, you're definitely.